Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the First Congregational Church in Norwood, Massachusetts, with the Reverend Michelle Bagby Allen. FCC Norwood is a caring and inclusive faith community affiliated with the United Church of Christ. We are proud to be an open and affirming congregation and welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged with mental health in our community. Today is Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Our worship leader for today is Peggy Allen.
Our scripture this morning comes from Acts 2, verses 1 through 8. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under the heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language?" This ends the reading.
Will you pray with me? Gracious God, as we reflect upon these words of Scripture, may it be so that we feel your Spirit moving among us, maybe in ways that defy words, maybe in ways that we know exactly how to describe. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Eastertide, this season that we are in right now, where the color is white, not red, in case you were wondering, is a 50-day period between Easter and Pentecost. We'll be taking time to explore the Acts of the Apostles, not the Acts of the Apostles, during this Eastertide. And the Acts of the Apostles is a book, it's actually a continuation of Luke. I didn't know that until I was in seminary. Luke wrote Luke and Acts, and then the church in all of its wisdom decided to put John right in between them. Really, it was meant to be a continuation of Luke's gospel. And the book of Acts tells essentially of the ascension of Jesus after the crucifixion and resurrection. It tells from Jesus' ascension to the building or the beginning of the early church. What was that like for the people after Jesus has gone? So the first thing that happens is the ascension. Right on the heels of it in the book of Acts is Pentecost, or the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, it's good for us to recognize, I think, number one, that we are learning about Pentecost 5 weeks early. So we'll celebrate Pentecost again, and I promise I'll try not to give the exact same sermon, though it will be difficult. It's good for us to acknowledge that Pentecost was an already established holiday. It is not exclusively a Christian holiday. It was a Jewish holiday of Shavuot. This is the festival of weeks, or a kind of a spring harvest festival. And also, very importantly, it was a holiday in which, and still a holiday in which, Jewish people celebrated the gift of the Torah that was given on Mount Sinai. This gift of a law, a gift of something that makes us a people. Right, that makes Jewish people a people together. And it might be good for us to remember that, not just because it was a pre-existing holiday, but also because it is a reminder that Jesus and his early followers were Jewish. right? Sometimes in our Christian enthusiasm, we forget that, that this was a significant gift to Jesus and to the disciples and to many of the early followers of Jesus who were Jewish. So good thing to remember that this was at the time, at Jesus' time, it was a festival or a holiday in which people would come from all over to Jerusalem, to the temple, to observe and to celebrate and to be together. Well, this comes on a particular year, at a time when the people have experienced the death of Jesus, the miracle of his resurrection, and the even greater miracle of his abiding presence with them until the ascension. So maybe 40 days, maybe closer to 50 days, when Jesus is experienced among them. But then there comes a point and he is not seen showing up in locked rooms or on the beach when the disciples come back from their fishing. There comes a time when they do not see him anymore, but he has promised the Holy Spirit, and when they are gathered together at Pentecost, they have an experience of that Spirit. Luke records it for us so that we might also remember that the Spirit comes not just once, but each time that we welcome it, maybe each time when we gather together. So the gift of the Holy Spirit from Acts 2 is that people feel God's presence that is beyond words, right? It's fire, it's wind, and then they feel God's presence that is with words in many different languages. Now, aren't they all Galileans? But maybe Galileans are not all the same. Maybe Galileans have different heritages and speak different languages. When they start speaking, as the Holy Spirit gives them ability, they also are given the gift of being able to understand each other. Well, that is a very significant gift. Right? Because sometimes when we are speaking the same language, we don't understand each other. Right? So a gift of not only speaking languages, but being heard and understood and hearing and understanding one another. This is a gift. It is a gift that is a coming together in ways that they didn't expect. And isn't that beautiful? So just to keep things interesting here, I want to insert a little story about a Disney movie that I watched this week. Sometimes because I watched one show on Disney Plus once, I get bombarded with advertisements that say, you know, you really should watch this. Well, I took those advertisements up on their wisdom this week, and I watched the movie Wish. Now, Wish has been panned in some circles. Okay, I kind of get it. And it has been praised in other circles, and I kind of get it. So this Wish movie, I'm not going to tell you the whole plot because if you want to watch it, I don't want to spoil it too much, but I want to tell you one little part. In good Disney formula fashion, at one point, Asha, the main protagonist, makes a wish on a star. And it is a powerful, powerful wish. A wish to, and I'm probably not going to get this exactly right, but it is a wish from the deepest place within her that things might be better for everyone. And that very, very powerful wish summons from the sky a star that comes down and befriends her and helps her to realize her wish. So one of the first things that happens, and this is there is a point to this, one of the first things that happens when this star arrives also in good Disney formula fashion, is that the animals that are around Asha begin to speak. And they help her understand that actually this star that is in your presence now is going to help make your wish come true because, and it's not just because the star is going to do it for you, it's because we are all made of the same things. And there's a fantastic part where the animals are saying, because we're all, and Asha says, overwhelmed? No, because we're all made of the same thing. And Asha says, hope? Well, good answer, but no. And they finally get to the point that we are all made of the stars. We're all made of the same substance in physics terms. And then, of course, a song breaks out and the world looks much brighter. And in the end, of course, spoiler alert, evil is overcome by goodness, by the light of the star that is in each person. I know it got panned a little bit by the critics, but isn't that a good story? That there is this light and this goodness, this fire that is in each person, this substance of which we are all made that can draw us together. Well, Pentecost is kind of a similar story, friends, that at one point in our history, we were one, speaking one language. This is from Genesis 11, if you remember the story of the Tower of Babel. We were one people together, and we got this great idea that we were better than God, so we wanted to build a tower to reach the heavens. And God said, you know, I don't think so. I think that maybe it would be better if you spoke different languages and found your way to different places. Maybe a little bit of a humbling that happens there, or maybe the joy of knowing that people are different and speak different languages and have different cultures and experiences. So with the story of the Tower of Babel, people are scattered. We get this story that tells us why we have languages. It's a nice story in that way. Pentecost, in essence, is a reversal of that story. It's the people who have been scattered coming back together and finding ways to be people together again, finding ways to overcome the divisions that, you know, did God create or do we create, or is it just that it is that we have these divisions? I made a list of the wonderful walls that can break down, those walls that divide us, like language or class or race or immigration status or gender or sexuality or politics, even religion, social issues that we have passion around. When the Spirit comes, we have an opportunity to hear and understand. We have an opportunity to be heard and be understood. We have an opportunity to break down some of those walls. Now, the animals may not talk when it comes to Pentecost, but we can see the Spirit that lands on each, that empowers each, that draws us into a unity in spite of or in delight of our differences. We can see that Spirit in ourselves. We can see it in others. And there is a possibility of transformative beauty and goodness and the overcoming of evil, even, in what we can do together when we hear and understand, when we are heard and understood. That being said, it takes a great deal of effort, a great deal of effort, to be people filled with the Spirit, recognizing that Spirit, and then acting for the sake of all, making our wishes, if you will, such powerful wishes that we would be willing to act on them. It just so happened, really, or maybe the Spirit was at work in this, that Amanda was available to come and speak to us today about the new arrivals in Norwood on the very day that our Sunday school curriculum had planned to talk about the Pentecost story 5 weeks early. To be honest, I was feeling a little bit like, are we really going to talk about Pentecost 5 weeks early? I'm not sure about this new curriculum, Ben. But I hear it's great, and our children are learning so much. And then it all fell together in this beautiful way that we might rejoice in the Spirit coming even early, that we might rejoice in the ways that the Spirit calls us to break down walls and barriers between people and between peoples. What an opportunity for the Spirit to be at work in our midst, and I give thanks for that. So friends, I do hope that you will make some wishes, that you will have some dreams, and that those wishes and those dreams might include a looking out for the Spirit that comes, that alights on people, that makes way for greater understanding, and that also you would recognize and give thanks for that Spirit that dwells in you, that makes us the substance of the stars, yes, but also the substance of the Spirit. So may you who wish and dream, you who acknowledge this coming, may you go forth with it in ways that help God to transform the world for the good. Amen. Thank you for listening to our weekly sermon podcast. If you would like more information about FCC Norwood, check out our website, fccnorwood.org, or like us on Facebook. All are welcome to worship in person or via live stream on Sunday mornings. Worship rebroadcasts will be available the following day, and sermon podcasts on Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.